Will you pray with me? Father, tonight we've just sung the words of this song, and we thank you. We thank you that because the sinless Savior Jesus died, that our souls are counted free. Because we're purchased with his blood, we have relationship with you, not only for this life, but for all eternity. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice that we now remember just as you instructed us to do. Amen. If I were to ask you the question, share the good news with me in three words, what words would you use? What would you say to me if you were going to share the good news of the gospel in three words? How about simply, God saves sinners? Those three words talk about the source of our salvation, the action, and the object of that action. God, the omnipotent, omniscient, sovereign, just, holy, creator and ruler of the universe, saves sinners. God saves. What is that salvation? He ransoms. He redeems. He regenerates sinners. That's us. By nature and by practice, we are sinners. God saves sinners. Now, these three words that I suggested, they're not original with me. They come from Paul's epistle to Titus, chapter 3, verse 5, and that's where I'd like to go tonight as we prepare for communion. The first three words of chapter 3, verse 5 read, "He saved us." Now, these three words are in the middle of the sentence, so let's go back to verse 4 and let's look at the whole sentence in context. It says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of our God and Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." He tells us here how he saved us. What does he say here? He saved us. First of all, he tells us how it didn't happen. It was not because of our works of righteousness. Isaiah told us what our works of righteousness are. They're nothing but filthy rags. So it's not by our works of righteousness, but it's according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. That signifies that there's a divine cleansing that took place, and that there's a going from being spiritually dead to being made spiritually alive. And how is that accomplished? Through Jesus Christ our Savior, being justified by his grace. And justified means being declared not guilty. Our sin was placed on Jesus. His perfect righteousness was imputed to us. And we become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we see, as a result of Jesus' sacrifice, as a result of his death, we are spiritually cleansed, we are made alive, we are justified by God, and we have the hope of eternal life. We affirmed that tonight when we sang the song, "One with himself I cannot die. My soul is purchased with his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God." How good is that? That's why we take time every week to remember that. That's why we take time every week to celebrate communion, to remember that just as Christ instructed us to do. If you're here tonight and that us, he saved us, describes you, you have come to Christ in repentance and faith, you've embraced him as your personal Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter if this is your first visit with us or you're here every week. We invite you as a fellow believer to join us in this remembrance. If on the other hand, by your own admission, you would say, no, that's not something I have done. I'm not part of that us that has been saved. Then we would ask you to do two things. Number one is the elements come down your row. We would ask that you pass them by, because this sacred remembrance, this ordinance, is reserved for those who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The other thing we would ask you to do is please don't leave here tonight without talking to the person who invited you or one of us about what it means to be a believer, what it means to be a Christian according to the biblical definition, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ that extends through all eternity. And as we prepare to take communion tonight, let's give thanks for all of these things that we have in Christ. Examine our hearts, prepare our hearts, and then rejoice as we together in a few moments eat the bread and the cup. If you'll hold the elements until all have been served, I'll come back in just a few moments and lead us as we take communion together. Gentlemen.